Stacey Linder, October 1st, 1239, and I am with
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N.
Okay. And do you want to say your name or not?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. I'm Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Okay, sweet. So, can you guys tell me why you come to the Fall Festival?
Well, it's a local staple. I honestly don't come very often, but it worked out today, and he's from out of town, so it's a great thing to kind of show people a little bit of what Evansville's about, because you get a bunch of that energy, and you see so many locals in an event like this.
Yeah. So how many times have you attended then? Is this your first time?
Actually, this is my second.
Oh, nice.
I've probably been 6 or 7 times in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you usually come, like, once a year?
Like, one fatal swoop, knock out all the heavy hitters, nice, find the good, the goodies, and then be done.
Cool. So, since you know so much history about it, can you tell me, like, a little bit about what you know about how it started?
I really can't. Yeah, in answer to your question, no, I can't. I don't know anything about how it started.
Okay, that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, I really don't.
Apparently he spoke to you.
She's all talk.
Okay, so what makes a fall festival different from other local festivals or events?
Well, the fact that all of these booths are here benefiting charities and local organizations, and people from all over the tri-state area come, not even just Evansville.
True.
And it's a week long, so you get such a large audience, and you see young children, and then you see, you know, adults of all different ages as well.
Yeah.
So I think it appeals to a mass audience.
So can you tell me one of your, like, favorite memories from the Fall Festival?
Okay, so when I was in high school, it was always kind of fun to come later at night because you felt like you were, like, on patrol seeing all the different people. And there's a ride, and I don't know, the rides weren't open when we were checking things out. It's like a Superman ride where you put your stomach on that, on that almost like a seat or a piece, and then your body's extended and you can fly around. And I always thought that was a lot of fun.
Cool. So just to wrap things up, what do you think people should know about the Fall Festival?
Well, they should know that it's a great way to give back. And to see the support for local organizations, and also try all sorts of different foods that maybe you wouldn't even have thought of before. Also sample local talent with the stages and the performances. It's just a nice way to get together and bump into people from your childhood that maybe you haven't seen for 20 years as you're walking down the street. So it's just a nice gathering for everybody.
That's cool. Do you have anything you want to add with your
What she said.
Do you have any, like, experiences that you want to share? I know it's, like, your second time, but
favorite food?
Anything crazy?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to think on it. I'll get back.
We had a pumpkin cookie, pumpkin cheesecake, ice cream sandwich, and that was pretty yummy.
Interesting. I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, that would be up there.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.